Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, Genesis driver, encouraging you to experience the difference between ordinary and extraordinary with the Genesis GV80 at Genesis of Round Rock. You'll discover bold design, advanced technology, and refined power. And this month at Genesis of Round Rock, enjoy ultra-low APR financing, just 0.49% APR for up to 48 months on select 2026 GV80 models. You heard that right, 0.49%. Get out there and see them at Genesis of Round Rock, 2201 North May Street, or explore your options online at genesisofroundrock.com. Luxury never looks so good. Welcome to Genesis.
From the 102.7 ESPN studios in Austin, Texas, this is the Jeff and Ed Show.
Hey, welcome aboard. I'm Ed Clements with the former Texas Longhorn All-American, one of the greatest youth soccer players in Austin history, by the way. His name is Jeff Ward. He looks like he just came back from an Austin FC camp wearing his really nice Austin FC Roots hat.
Thank you.
Wearing Nike brand today. What brand of shorts are you wearing today?
I don't know. I haven't checked them out. You want to look at them some more?
Nope. I don't want to do that. I'll let the boys down at Old Can Harry's.
That's right. You
look
bet.
Look at them later when you're down there.
I'm down there at happy hour. You bet. I'll be there for the half-price Coors Light.
Yeah. Soccer today. Games on TV. Second out. Half about to begin. France and Morocco. I'm pulling for Morocco.
Well,
I want
you're
chaos.
Lucky not to be three down.
Really?
Oh.
Tell me what's happening. I've been talking about immigration and great leader and bombing the hell out.
Of course.
We're going to bomb the hell out
that
of them.
That ceasefire worked well.
We're going to bomb the hell out of them, Jeff. So what happened? Why are they not to be three down?
I don't think Morocco's had a shot.
Not a shot on goal?
I was just telling Trey, I don't think they've had a shot.
Nary a shot.
And look, Morocco is good. Morocco's probably one of the six, seven, or eight best teams in the world. These are no stiffs. And France is just – Trey can back me up on this. The Moroccan goalkeeper is out of his mind in the first half. He's
really?
So good.
Morocco's had one shot.
One
on
shot,
goal.
Okay. He saved a penalty by Mbappe. Two balls have hit the post. It's just a matter of time.
It's a heck of an area, Morocco. People forget, of course, it's Northern Africa, and it's near Portugal and Spain, so there's a hotbed of soccer.
Great athletes.
Big, strong.
But France is, their 11 are ridiculously big and long. If you look at their roster, it is, they win all the head balls. They're so tall. I don't see anybody with the physical dominance like they have. Maul you, and then they just can run over you. Morocco is a pretty big team too, but man, I see it being a problem for someone like Argentina, because the ball that's in the air, they've got 11 guys and go get it.
Argentina's got small guys.
They're small.
Too.
They're scrappy and they're smart, but. If you just look at it, it's like watching a long basketball team. You go, man, well, they got five guys that are just taller than everyone else, and they can all move. It's just a freakish group of players.
Mm-hmm.
Morocco is tough. They're not new to this whole thing, and they're hanging on for dear life.
Mm.
If France played the U.S., they could name the score.
France could.
They could name the score.
Yeah.
Really.
Right.
They're that good and that big. So
the winner of this game will meet the winner of Spain and Belgium. Is that right? Or
yeah, is that right?
Is that right, Trey?
Yeah.
You're the one who's been following this so closely.
I know I should know this backwards and forward.
It would be France versus Spain.
Yeah. With a win today, France has more wins at MetLife Stadium than the Jets.
That's sad.
Come on, you're jerking my chain there.
No, he's right.
No, I'm right. It's tied right now.
France I think has, that would be three, right?
Yeah, France has the same number of wins at MetLife as the Jets.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
I told Woody this, Woody Johnson. Fellas, we got a problem.
Well, what's even worse is they might have more points at home than the Jets.
Yeah, we already know they have more interceptions. All they needed was one.
I mean, if they win today, I don't know. It still worked against Morocco. But if they were to win today, do they play their next game at MetLife too? The finals at MetLife. So they'll easily surpass the Jets' win total at MetLife.
How embarrassing is
that?
How
pathetic is that?
That is so pathetic.
And I know this is being talked about because I read it a couple days ago when they won their game. It said they've now tied the Jets for the number of wins at MetLife.
That is so pathetic.
It really is.
I'm not sure they win more than three or four this year either.
No.
Even though Geno's back in town.
So the France would have won more games at MetLife in 25 and 26 than the Jets.
Totally embarrassing. Totally.
I mean, Norway may even have the same thing. They played a few times at MetLife.
Norway plays
England.
England, yeah.
Saturday afternoon at 4. Yep. That ought to be a whale of a match. I understand. England's only won one World Cup, and that's where the sport started.
1966.
That's where the sport started.
I'm trying to compare an English fan base to an American football fan base.
I'd say the Cowboys.
The kind of Cowboys Longhorns-like in that they feel this is our birthright, but yet when it gets really close, they've got, I tell you who I'm going to compare it to. They have a little choke factor in them like the Aggies.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Is they keep getting there, and they're good enough, and they're certainly highly paid, and then for some stupid reason, they just don't deliver. The closer the English get, their fans are going to be nervous.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous
for them. They're a nervous wreck.
And
Trey's he's a big English fan.
Yeah, that's my team.
The Three Lions. I like the Three. I like Harry Kane.
I know. Yeah. I've heard you and Trump love him.
Great leader, and I love him. Yeah, we like that guy.
That
poor son of a gun who tripped. I've been watching that. I saw that finally. The backup goalkeeper trying to go to the stand.
No, he was a mid. I messed that up. He's a backup midfielder.
No, the guy broke his arm for England.
Yeah, I thought this was Henderson.
It's something to Henderson.
Jordan Henderson. He's
so
a backup midfielder.
Yeah. He broke his arm.
Celebrate.
Dean Henderson is the backup goalie.
Yeah. Boy, broke his arm. That was so sad.
But
the Three Lions meet the guy that looked like who's in a James Bond movie, the big Norwegian.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would want no part of that guy.
No, you don't want that guy barreling down. And they know him well because he's plays in Manchester.
They know exactly what they're dealing with. Yeah. And he knows, too.
Where are all the fans today? And that's Boston they're playing at. It's not MetLife. They're playing in Boston. It's Boston, Jeff.
Oh, yeah, it does say Live Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, boy, that was a good bit.
Well, whenever they get there again. They're one win at MetLife Stadium away from breaking the Jets' record.
Where are the fans?
And so the final is at MetLife, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. They'll break it. They'll break the Jets. The fans are getting a drink.
Man, it feels like 98 degrees in Boston.
I know.
I don't like that they call it Boston. It's Foxborough.
It's Foxborough. It's Bobby Kraft Stadium.
It is far away. They keep showing that aerial view.
It's like 45 minutes from Boston.
Like, are you playing in New Hampshire?
Might as well be.
Yeah.
This game should be in Nantucket. You know what I mean? Nantucket High School Football Stadium. I like the French uniforms with the rooster on there. It's kind of cool.
Le Coq Sportif.
Le Coq Sportif.
Isn't that the logo?
That song I want? Do you have that yet, Trey? I know this matchup was coming, so guess what I did last night, late last night?
You've been betting on the World Cup?
No. In honor of Morocco and France.
In honor of?
I watched.
I didn't know we were honoring them.
Yeah. I watched Casablanca last night. Casablanca, the largest city in Morocco. The scene of the movie Casablanca, the 1943 classic.
Yeah.
Probably one of the greatest movies of all time, my friend. Okay. Have you seen it many times before?
I think I maybe have seen it once, maybe.
It's a wonderful,
well,
wonderful
movie. I'll make
sure
after this game to watch it again.
Yeah.
I'm sure all these guys are inspired
by it. Rick Blaine, Ingrid Bergman, Humphrey Bogart. Vichy France, controlled by the Nazis. Major Strasser. Oh, he's a bad son of a gun, that Major Strasser. He got it at the end, though. But yeah, one of my favorite movies. And we're going to play some music later from that movie that I think you'll really like.
Are down the hall, are you guys a big fan of Congressman August Pfluger?
August Pfluger from out in West Texas. I know August Pfluger. I've met him a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
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 Nice guy.
He wants the Justice Department to go after the players that fouled Caitlin Clark.
Well, August, it's a little silly. Yeah. That's a little silly, August.
I led my colleagues in demanding accountability from the commissioner of the WNBA after multiple attacks on Caitlin Clark, a player who is transforming women's sports and inspiring a generation of girls. I'm putting the league on notice that if it keeps letting the violent targeting slide, they could find themselves facing the DOJ, and EEOC for violating federal civil rights laws.
Jeff, that is absurd. What does he do that stupid-ass stuff for?
It's white pandering. Exactly what it is. He's calling it potentially a hate crime.
No, please.
Seriously.
Stay in your lane.
Believe that?
I long for the days when Republicans believed in less taxes and less government.
The acts of violence, in quotations, include being hip-checked, poked in the eye, and struck in the throat during games that go far beyond physical play. Repeated acts of hostility and violence against her.
And what does he want the Justice Department to do?
That's what I've asked the question earlier. So do they go to jail, whoever commits another flagrant foul? Why is it just her? So would that be, if there's a roughing the passer, does the DOJ get that person too? Or is it just a white basketball player?
I don't know. That's absurd.
Isn't that one of the dumbest things you've heard?
That is a dumb thing in many dumb things we see from politicians.
The Department of Justice.
The Department of friggin' Justice.
Yeah.
To investigate the WNBA.
Yes. Even though Caitlin Clark said it was a foul, but it wasn't hostile. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
He's decided that this is physical hostility and violence on the court. He sends this letter. Overly aggressive acts towards Caitlin Clark. Possibly hate crimes.
Oh, my gosh.
In a letter.
Let me check it. I cannot believe that.
It might be one of the dumbest things in a dumb world of politics that I've ever heard. Well, here you go. It says, Texas Republican demands accountability from WNBA after, quote, multiple attacks on Caitlin Clark. Texas Congressman August Pfluger.
August Pfluger. Yeah, Augie.
Facing a DOJ and EEOC crackdown for violating federal civil rights laws.
Oh, man.
For a foul on a basketball floor.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Do you go to jail?
I guess they get... Well, who's that woman that... Her arch enemy that fouls her a lot?
Angel Reese.
Angel, yeah. Good gosh.
Wow. I mean, that's quite a precedent we've set there. So... If you repeatedly foul, would he have the same position on Victor Wembanyama if he gets repeatedly fouled? Augie Pfluger would take that position? Would the DOJ come after them, like some players from the Knicks or something, or the Thunder?
He seriously did that?
Look,
I find that hard to believe.
Look, read the whole thing.
Good.
Give that to your crowd tomorrow. See how they... Talk about less government there.
So we sent this letter to the NBA.
NBA Commissioner.
Commissioner Kathy.
It's signed by, I can't see the other Congress members who've signed it.
Accountability by the WNBA. Has he ever been to a women's basketball game? I doubt it.
No. Somebody said it's a white girl and she was fouled by a black woman. So let's get the audience worked up. That's what I think this is. I challenge anyone to make an argument this is a good use of your taxpayer money. Anyone. Caitlin Clark has come out to defend someone who fouled her because they're getting hassled online racially. But the great Winston Churchill of West Texas wants the DOJ to go after him.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Stay in your lane, man.
Isn't that embarrassing?
That's really embarrassing. Don't you have things to do?
We're dropping
out there
bombs
with ranches and San Angelo and farms and La Mesa and oil and Midland.
How about bombs?
Yeah. Boy.
Incredible.
That is the damnedest thing I've ever heard. Why would you do that? Why do you go down that alleyway there, August?
He went there in a big-time way. So I don't know what other applications the Department of Justice can have for fouls during a game.
How can you take this congressman seriously after he's doing this?
But he gets reelected. What do you bet?
Well, of course, he's got the R by his name.
Right.
There's never been a Democrat. Well, there used to be a Democrat from Lubbock a long time ago.
I bet a lot of his base agrees with him, too.
I do. I'm trying to dare someone to make an argument he's right about this. I'm waiting for someone to say this is a great, this is what he should be doing.
This is so stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else signed this.
I hate crime. I mean, does that mean anytime there's a flagrant foul, is that qualify? If it's a white person and a black person, does that mean it qualifies as a hate crime? I mean, we're not talking about years ago, Kermit Washington cracked the face of Rudy Tomjanovich.
No congressional investigation there.
That was a full-on assault.
And that ruined Rudy's career.
Yeah, I know. But
1988.
And that is criminal. But this is the Department of Justice.
Michael Jordan would go low against the Pistons, and here would come Laimbeer and Rodman to knock the dog out of him. There was no...
Bill Laimbeer, using this guy's logic, except he's white, but Bill Laimbeer would be in maximum security prison.
At a world peace, elbowing James Harden, didn't get any...
What about Wembanyama throwing an elbow?
Yeah, that should be a...
Is that a hate crime? Is it a white guy threw an elbow at?
That is
way
so...
Way to go, people of Texas. Be very, very proud.
Dumb. That is so dumb.
I know.
Took a hip check. Hit her in the throat.
That's what he says.
I'm putting the league on notice.
That's what he says.
That if it keeps letting the violent targeting slide, they could find themselves facing DOJ... and EEOC crackdown for violating federal civil rights.
I mean, isn't that kind of interesting?
Oh, my God.
So we got a Republican clamoring for civil rights?
Indiana reps Aaron Hocken, Marlon Stutzman, and Victoria Sparks. Tennessee Representative Diana Harshberger, Tim Burchard, and John Rose. Iowa rep Zach Dunn, Missouri rep Mark Alford, Texas rep Pete Sessions.
Way to go, Pete. Well done, sir. And what does the Indiana fever have to do with anybody in this state?
Nothing.
So they've also signed off on this?
Yeah.
All R's, they've I would all, assume.
Yeah. Pete Sessions, he's smarter than that. Up in Waco.
Got to pander to the voters. Got to pander. Don't talk about war and taxes. Just pander. Unbelievable.
That is.
That's just so bad.
That is so bad.
Yeah.
Watching Morocco and France, second half, nice stop by the Moroccan.
I don't know who he is, but he's making himself a lot of money. I don't know where he plays his club soccer, but...
Dude's got movie star looks.
I think he's AC Milan's keeper.
Oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. He's a good-looking dude, making save after save after save.
Living in Milan? What a life!
Yeah, it's a pretty good gig.
Oh, wait, that's the French guy. Never mind.
It's a pretty good gig.
Come on. Would you get it right?
Yeah, that's right.
Ray, come on.
Come on.
Jacking this guy up like
DOJ coming after you.
Yeah, come on, Trey. One more mistake.
Hey, is there a list, does anyone know, of the most popular karaoke songs ever?
I can look it up.
Yeah, look that up real quick.
Why do you say that?
Well, the worst piece of music other than We Built This City.
I love that song.
Yeah.
We built this city rock and roll.
It's the worst song ever made. Worst song ever made.
How you spell karaoke?
Boy. Just like it sounds, I believe. Well, Bonnie Tyler died.
She has no more heartache.
Is that her?
Nothing but a heartache.
Are you sure that's her?
Yeah. 75.
She was 75. Total Eclipse of the Heart, which has more than 1 billion streams, was boosted by what?
The eclipse.
The actual eclipse in 2024.
Yeah. Total eclipse of the heart.
It spent 4 weeks at number one following the eclipse. It is the second worst song ever made. And only drunk people at karaoke because nobody's sober.
Great song.
It's a piece of trash, and I bet she hated it.
Jack it up. Turn around.
Have you ever known anyone sober that does karaoke?
I don't know. I'd do it.
Oh, Trey.
I'd do some karaoke.
Nobody that's not vomiting on themselves likes this song.
Turn around. I love it, man.
It's so bad. It's a joke. Well, I'm sorry she's dead, but I bet she hated it. I bet she hated it.
It's a great
song. Yeah, she licensed this song out to a chip company, and they parodied it. And they said, yeah. I'll see if I can find it.
It's a great song. I bet she loved this song, especially with your mailbox.
I know. It made her a lot of money. But, yeah. I mean, that's only because drunk people, really, really, really drunk people like it.
You know what, Jeff? I think that's a very misinformed opinion.
No.
I'll say that right here now. No. 107 ESPN.
No.
There are millions of people out there, probably out there with tears in their eyes because her voice is gone.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry about that. But
thank goodness her records
live
on.
Well, karaoke's stupid anyway.
It is kind of a waste of time.
No, it's just stupid. But when you're super hammered with the same sex, it's just a pack of people, you do stupid stuff. And I'll bet you if you can look up the most popular karaoke songs, I'll bet it's in the top 10.
I've got it right here.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I've got the top 5. Number 1 is Sweet Caroline. Oh, oh, oh. That's everywhere.
Everywhere. They play it in soccer games in England.
Yeah, England plays that after
they
score. They
play it all the time.
Okay. Number 2 in this list is Don't Stop Believing. Okay. The final song from The Sopranos and Journey.
That's what I think of, too.
Yeah. And then number 3 on this list is Boom, 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 Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Is a karaoke song?
Yeah.
That's way too long. Wow. It's like a 9-minute song.
That'd be hard to do.
Okay, help me out with this song. I can't place it. Mr. Brightside
by the Killers.
What has that sound
like? They play
like?
That in a lot of this.
Are you serious? That's karaoke?
Yeah, help me out, Trey.
It's all like jealousy.
Find it.
Yeah,
I'll write it. Is that jealousy? Such an ugly word. Is
wrong
that
song.
It?
What?
No.
What world wrong are you song? In? The Killers, Mr. Brightside, is, I can't believe that just shows you how drunk people are when they're doing karaoke.
That's a white person. That's yeah, a oh yeah, white no, people no,
it's
anthem.
Like, yeah, it's like a nail technician that's hammered with her friends.
What's it sound like? Give me
hold on, it's loading.
Get the record on the list there.
Why would you try to do that in karaoke?
I'd like to hear it.
That's a pretty difficult song.
Check it up.
You never heard this song?
Oh, I love this song.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Jack it up. Yeah. Da 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 da. Here it comes up really.
You don't know it.
Listen in.
Oh.
Is that a goal?
He stuck it right in the corner.
Touchdown.
Kylian Mbappe just hit a freaking laser from about 25 yards out. They're gonna open. They're gonna open up the floodgates on them.
You'll know the chorus.
Yeah.
You don't even know. You said it's one of your favorite songs. You don't even know.
You'll know it.
Yeah, the chorus.
The lead singer of the Killers is kind of an interesting life.
Brandon Flowers. Yeah. He's a Mormon.
Was.
Oh, he left that life behind.
Yeah.
He died or he left Mormonism behind.
And he's really jacked too.
Yeah.
He's super into fitness.
I kind of like this song.
I don't. I think they kind of suck, but, you know, it's kind of girl music.
I like this song.
It's not bad. I mean, at the time, you know, if you're in the drill team or something, it's okay.
That's number 4. Okay, thank you, Trey, for finding
it. It's very of its time.
Number 5
absolutely.
Is a really good song. One of my favorite.
Is that a Total Eclipse of the Heart is not in there?
No, it's not. Well, I'll have to look at a longer list, but this is number 5 from the great Swedish group ABBA.
Of course.
Be there, the dancing queen.
Yep. Nothing
a joyful,
says,
timeless classic that instantly lights up the room.
Nothing says drunk soccer mom more than ABBA.
On Billboard's 100 top 100 karaoke songs of all time, Bonnie Taylor's Eclipse of the Heart is number 9.
Okay. Lose Control.
It's in the top 10.
Lose Control by Teddy Swims.
I don't know that
song.
Oh,
that's stupid.
Tennessee Whiskey by Chris Stapleton.
That song's a ripoff.
Yeah. You think so? It is?
It's a ripoff of I'd Rather Go Blind by Anita Taylor.
Pink Pony Club by Chapel Roan, modern staple for energy. And this is a good one by the great Kelly Clarkson. Since You've Been Gone.
The great Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one.
That's not even soccer.
Want
that's like grandma.
It that way. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a heartache. The Backstreet Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you noticed a trend here?
It's all good, Caucasian soccer.
Damn good music.
All minivan drivers. All the music is minivan drivers. Have you ever known a male to do karaoke sober?
Yeah, there's a good friend of both of ours that loves to do it.
Sober?
He proudly does. Oh, he probably. Get in the white wine. He's a white wine guy. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Won't mention any names here, but yeah.
Wow.
Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh, please.
That's that song from A Star Is Born.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Wannabe by Spice Girls.
That's a good song.
Oh,
somebody, I like that song.
Somebody gave Kylian Mbappe a bloody nose.
Oh, take that, Frenchie.
Yeah, well, he's going to put another one in the back of the net now.
Sacre bleu. Yeah.
That's one guy I would probably try not to make mad right now.
Mbappe, where does he play his soccer? He play at
PSG.
Miami?
Or no, he's at Real Madrid. He's
and
about to
like
get
him.
Kicked out.
They
yeah.
don't like him. That
they
place,
might sell him.
Can we get him here
he's
in Austin?
That would be awesome.
I have to give him half the domain.
Oh, no. He's
getting
down
the
again.
They fouling the crap out of him now. That's lame, man. That's a cheap shot.
Oh, was that a cheap shot? Yeah. Get up. Get
that
out of him, Mbappe.
Really
Let me
bad
see if
foul.
That's a cheap shot.
Yeah, he just stepped on him.
Baloney.
That guy got a U.S. player kicked out.
Get up, son.
Exact foul.
Get up, son. Spit on your injury and get up.
Yeah, well, he'll get up. He'll stick another one right in the upper corner of the net again, bud. Your goalkeeper's saying thanks a lot. Yeah, it's crazy. Real Madrid is like a constant. They make the Cowboys look tame.
Mm. Yeah,
there's so much drama.
And they always have elections for who's going to run the team.
They fight all the time.
They get a different coach like once every 2 years.
And they want to run him out.
See, I don't like this. The guy that just got the yellow card for the Moroccans can't play the next game. That's baloney.
Well, you might not get a chance to. They're probably going to get eliminated.
Bet on that?
No, I don't want to bet on that. I'm making a comment. It's so unfair. They play this deal every 4 years, and you got a guy just got a yellow card. Now he's got to sit out in case his team wins. That's baloney.
He needs Trump to step in, but I'm guessing Trump won't.
He's black.
Yeah.
Exactly. From Morocco.
Exactly.
We never heard of him.
Trump didn't know our guy was a birthright citizen who was black. Had he known, you would think he would have stayed out of
great
it.
Great leader did the right thing. I stand behind the great leader for that. He was helping us out.
It was the right call, terrible process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He shouldn't have been kicked out.
Never should have been kicked out.
But it shouldn't have ended up with, pandering White House politicians.
I'm surprised Austin Fluger didn't get involved.
I was going to say, what do you mean he didn't get involved? He's a black kid.
August,
I don't think August cares.
They play a lot of soccer out in Midland and San Angelo and Big Spring.
What does he have to do with the Indiana Fever?
Because Caitlin Clark plays for Indiana.
I see.
Yeah. That's her team. Yeah.
How many other letters has he sent like this claiming civil rights violations?
Well, there was a bad call in the San Angelo Central Abilene High game, and he was questioning. No, I don't remember.
What civil right has been violated?
Well, she's white. They're black. They rough her up. And the referees, they don't do nothing about it. They just don't do a damn thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because the WNBA is woke.
Is the Department of Justice is going to go after whom?
They're going to go after the WNBA commissioner. Yeah. And
is she going to be jailed?
They will get those offending players who roughed up Caitlin Clark.
And they will be in prison.
In La Mesa. In the Gulag in La Mesa.
Told you not to mess with him.
Is that
2-0.
Goal?
Yeah, it's 2-0.
Oh, man.
You should not have done that.
Did he score again?
No.
No, but they just sort of cruised through the entire back line. Morocco, you should not have done that. Just keep it at 1-0 and take your ass kicking. Don't make them mad. They will boat race you now.
Yeah. Fire up that jet back to Casablanca.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go, boys. It's over.
Yeah.
It's all over.
Man, so no resemblance to you in this French team to our Austin FC right now?
Oh, gosh. No.
Maybe when they're in their 40s, they'll come to Austin FC, but...
I don't even see that, Trey.
Yeah.
Of all the teams around, it is true that the MLS signs aging stars elsewhere. But, for instance, one of Ed's favorite players, Robert Lewandowski, plays for Barcelona. He's only, 36 or 37? Still in great shape, though. I would be happy if Austin just tried that.
Yeah.
I just signed somebody.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, we got to take
just
a break.
Just one name.
After this break, more on this Thursday edition here at 102.7 ESPN.
You're listening to the Jeff and Ed Show on 102.7 ESPN.
Back on the show, Ed and Jeff and Trey Campbell, distant relative of Earl, pushing all the right buttons. We are watching the game from Foxborough. They called it Boston. It's not Boston. And right now, the French lead the Moroccans 2-0. Is this over? Is this over? It's over. 20 minutes to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's very over. It was over within 15. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Till he...
The Moroccans pissed off the French. Well, Mbappe got Mbappe.
He fouled the wrong guy too many times, and then he was going to stick in the back of the net eventually, and sure enough, they did. And I mean, it may be one of the easier 2-0 games you'll see, and that's against a really good team. Like, they're probably beating the sixth or seventh best team in the world.
Wow.
With one of the best players in the world.
So right now, you would say France is a favorite?
Yeah.
Over Spain and...
They're probably the favorite.
The favorite.
The favorite.
I haven't looked at the numbers, but after this, the numbers are going to shoot skyrocket for France, I would think. Everybody think, I mean, and rightly so, most people think Morocco, who's given everybody fits, this would have been... I thought this would have been a good game. I'm even amazed at how easy it's been for France. I mean, they've been subbing like crazy. They're just letting guys have a rest.
One shot on goal the entire game by...
Yeah,
Morocco.
I didn't even see that one, so I'm going to trust Trey's stats there. But yeah, that's scary good.
Now they have two shots on goal. So
when I didn't even see that one, I didn't see that. Yeah. Okay. I missed that part. So, you know, I told you about this. A lot of people are talking about this now that. The club sports thing is a huge topic.
Yeah, I heard you talking about 3-4. I heard you did that too.
Okay, did you hear the comments from Gino Auriemma?
Gino, the head coach of the women's coaches of UConn. What did Gino say?
All right, play this. He went on at greater length the first time I heard it. But here's where he's saying, this is what he's talking about. The Europeans, and maybe even the rest of the world, with kids, they have a long-term view of sports. There's they view it like the best term I could use would be as like a craft or a trade. And so they're not demanding your team at 10 win. They don't care. The whole thing is about how much better you get. Only here do we care for our 10-year-olds. You got to go win this game. It's a very cultural buy-in difference.
I have a hard time watching high school kids play or younger kids play because they're more talented than ever. They're better athletes than ever. They can do more things than kids 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. But they're not better basketball players because this coach or that coach has them playing 6 games on Saturday and they practice once that week. It's totally opposite of what they do in Europe, where you will practice 6 days and you will play once. So you wonder why all these kids coming from Europe, they say, well, why are they so fundamentally sound? Why can they all dribble? They can all pass. They can all shoot. Doesn't matter whether they're 5'10 or 6'10. Because they practice. They don't play games. Here, it's all about how many games are we going to play? Major problem number 2. Every kid hires a trainer. Like 2-3 hours a week. And they have all these drills, though. They can do that. And they can do all these great things with the ball, one-on-one. The minute you put 4 other players out there and somebody playing defense, they look like they just saw a ghost, right?
I have I mean, he knows where what he's talking about.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Coming from him, that's...
Top female basketball coach in the country.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
How do you break out of that mold, though, Jeff?
I don't know. I brought that up. I don't think you can. I don't care if the kid's 10. If you said, we're going to... For the next 5 years, we're working on skills and passing...
Well, there's parents in cars right now going to basketball tournaments in some faraway place from Central Texas.
Yep.
Baseball tournaments for boys and girls sports. They're just driving, spending money left and right, and their kids will have 3 or 4 games this weekend.
Yep.
Two tomorrow, one tonight, two Saturday, two Sunday.
A guy sent a tweet. He said he had 6 sons. So, this has been his life for a while. And he said if you told them it wasn't about the game and winning – there would be a revolt. The coach would just get replaced. Mom and dad want to see a win or a loss. I think it's true. I don't know the answer. I really don't. I just know that when Gino Auriemma shows up, you saw it in soccer. I have no idea if a Belgian player could outrun anyone on the U.S. team. Mm-hmm. I just know that their team just schooled the U.S.
because they know the fundamentals.
Yeah, they've got the skills and the strategy down collectively. So, I mean, it's not that the U.S. guys aren't talented, like Gino Auriemma is saying. I mean, they're playing on good teams in Europe. As a team, they're just not any better than they've ever been. It's pretty fascinating.
But it's a racket.
Yeah.
It is a racket.
Yeah.
And you've got the shoe companies involved with men's and boys' basketball.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah. You've got all those guys.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What are you supposed to tell the clubs? Oh, we're not supposed to take your money?
Mm-hmm.
Who's supposed to pay for all this? They had an argument on one of the pregame shows. Lexi Lawless, you know, said, okay, and he's fighting with everyone. Oh, who's going to pay for this? Remember, in Europe, the pro clubs do. These are their investments.
Yeah.
They take all that on. I don't think it changes at all. I mean, even if a coach or a club wanted to say, hey, listen, mom, dad, and everybody, we're only going to play one or two games a month, they'd go nuts.
Oh, yeah. We want to play games.
Yeah.
We want to play games.
We're paying for games. Now you're paying me to train them. Nuh-uh. We want some games. We want some scores. We want some umpires. We want some we want some officials. We want some cones. We want a scoreboard. And that's how that would go.
Interesting. Yeah. You got to do something or we're going to be in the same situation that you're going to have with the United States in 4 years.
I think we will.
Better. Yeah.
I mean, over time, because the MLS now is doing this, the MLS is, clubs are like in Houston and Dallas, and the Dallas youth team is one of the best in the world. Like, seriously, they have some of the best collection of players in the world. Youth players in this country do incredibly well at tournaments. I've played in some of them. They've owned this. There's a tournament in Dallas called the Dallas Cup. Best player, best teams from around the world. Youth soccer. And the U.S. will do incredibly well. But then when you get to this, it's light years different.
Because they've spent years and years and years of training.
Yeah, the 11 on the field know the spacing, the defense. And, you know, we have 16-year-old great athletes.
Right.
Who can run by anybody, but by the time they're all 25, it's a different world. And that I don't see changing a heck of a lot.
Well, something's got to change because I know too many parents. And, you know, we had one of my guys in summer baseball. We never bought into the thing, the big ones, like the Wings or the others that would go all across the state and country. And they'd go, oh, well, let's go to Cooperstown and play.
Yeah.
Ton of money.
Yep.
We just went with a local team, and they played a lot of games, but it was here and in Round Rock, and they played in Llano and Mason and all around the area. I think Mason was the furthest road trip. So
you're lucky.
Oh, I know.
I hear the stories at soccer games. I mean, I'm afraid mine's coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid.
Couldn't you get – now, Austin FC has a youth soccer program,
they do.
Right?
They have a very good – they call it MLS. They have a very good MLS Next team that I think won that. It's made up of probably 17 to 20-year-olds, and they're
good.
And
you're here in town. You work out in town.
Yeah. They live here. They're signed under contract.
Wow. How old are kids?
15 to 20. Do you know, I saw a deal today that 85% of the English national team were with professional clubs as at the age of 9.
Wow, professional.
Yeah. So, yeah, they bring in a bunch of kids and they identify the good ones. And so they're the club. And so it's like minor league baseball, except it goes all the way down to 10 years old.
Mm.
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
And when they say the club system, they mean professional clubs. Here, we're looking at some team in Northwest Austin or something.
Right.
But so it's professional training all the way through.
So what you're saying?
I played at a complex a year ago with my old guys team, and there's a Barcelona Academy there. And kids live there, and Barcelona recruits American kids there, and they live there.
Really?
Yep.
Go to school there?
Go to school there.
And you just take them away from their parents? Parents read
yeah.
them? Yeah.
Wow. See, I don't think parents would go for that either.
No.
But that's a difference in European mentality and ours.
Mm-hmm.
Is it some poor kid, this is their chance to get out.
This is their chance to get out
right?
of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why there's more understanding. I mean, our club sports are mostly wealthy parents. If somebody told us that our kids are moving away at 10, we'd go crazy.
No, they're not. Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
Right. So you're saying the training at these clubs, these organizations are better than they have at Northwest Hills Rec or WEA or out in Western Hills, that kind of stuff? That's what you're telling me?
Well,
I'm just
joking. No, yes and no.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is if your kid went to XYZ club, it's probably true in baseball too, volleyball and all that stuff. But your kid goes to XYZ club, you're paying $5,000 a year. They're going to practice two or three times a week. A good chunk of that time is going to be scrimmaging. Then they're going to play in tournaments every weekend.
Games.
If your kid were in the Arsenal Academy in London, his day is going to be in the morning. It's strength training, speed, footwork, defensive position. I mean, they're just going to learn the craft.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like teaching you. It's like going to school.
Right.
Here, we're playing games.
All right, we got to take a break.
Right, to get uniforms and stuff. That's what our kids want.
Uniforms. Trophies.
And juice boxes and trophies.
France still leads Morocco 2-0. They're in the 82nd minute of this match. The winner will face the winner of España, Spain, or Belgium. So, and they play tomorrow. Okay, back with more on a Thursday edition after this on 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements. Afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
If you're worried about damage from all the storms that we've had, wind damage, the heavy rain, whatever the case, then reach out to Wilson Roofing and do so now so you can take advantage of the free inspection. Because if you've suffered some damage, it couldn't get worse, of course, and then far more expensive. So do the smart thing and call Wilson Roofing now. Family owned and operated Wilson Roofing with over 50 years here in Austin. It's Wilson Roofing. Call them now. It's a free inspection. 512-263-3157. 512-263-3157. They've been in Austin more than 50 years. They've roofed more than 108,000 homes locally. Anywhere you look, you're going to see great reviews. They've been named by the Austin Chronicle Reader's Poll as the best local roofing company again this year. The bottom line is Wilson Roofing is trusted. Family owned and operated for 50 years. Call for the free inspection. 512-263-3157. Online, wilsonroofing.com.
Hey folks, Jack Farrell here from Game Time. By now, you've heard my success story and how Sinus and Snoring Specialists has treated my allergy symptoms and snoring, changing my life for the better. Now, I want to tell you about some important benefits when choosing Sinus and Snoring Specialists for your allergies, sleep apnea, or chronic sinus infections. At Sinus and Snoring Specialists, you save time and money. Instead of seeing a doctor, then getting a referral to a radiology facility to get a sinus CT scan done, then waiting for the results before any treatment is offered, Sinus and Snoring Specialists offers advanced diagnostic testing in-house. That means you get expert diagnosis and treatment the same day, without running all over town or waiting weeks for answers. It's real answers, real relief, right away. So call Dr. Slaughter and Dr. Salvador today. Get your consultation and put an end to those symptoms. Call 512-601-0303. That's 601-0303. Breathe better, sleep better, and live better with Sinus and Snoring Specialists.
What if getting your next car was actually simple? That's exactly what Apple Leasing has been doing for Texans for 40 years. Back in 1986, gas was under a dollar a gallon. Cell phones were the size of briefcases, and leasing a vehicle was something very few people even understood. But Apple Leasing saw a better way. For over 40 years, Apple's helped drivers get the vehicle they want without the pressure, the hassles, or spending weekends negotiating at dealerships. Just experienced professionals who design the right lease around your life. Today, thousands of drivers trust Apple Leasing, and many of them have been customers for decades. So as we celebrate 40 years, we want to thank our customers who have trusted Apple Leasing all these years and invite the people who have been hearing about us for all those years just to give us a call and finally give us a shot. With vehicle prices higher than ever, more drivers are discovering that leasing simply makes sense. Call Apple Leasing at 346-9977 or click appleleasing.com. Apple Leasing, 40 years of helping Texas drive smarter.
Text your comments or questions to the Woods Comfort Systems text line at 512-834-1027. Get ready for the Texas heat this summer. Schedule your $70 tune-up at woodscomfortsystems.com.
TACLA 16934C, RMP 1546.
Check out the podcast page at 1027ESPN.com. Now back to the Jeff and Ed Show.
About 4 minutes to play in Boston. France leads Morocco 2-0. Big 12 is finishing up their the Monster Energy Big 12 football media days. Interesting poll in USA Today. The best coaches from the Big 12 conference. Number one does not surprise me. You want to make a guess who the, according to USA Today writers, preseason coaches ranking number one is?
Okay, my opinion or what I think they picked.
Whatever you
All right, my opinion is that it's Sonny Dykes, and I'm going to predict. I might predict they picked him.
It's not according to Kelani Sitake from BYU.
All right,
he's a wonderful coach.
Yeah,
and 57-20, he's number one. Number two kind of surprised me. It's the guy we laugh about a lot who had a bad jacket on. Don't ask me about Brendan Sorsby. Joey McGuire, they had number two. Yeah. Okay. Say money is helping.
I mean.
But they like him as a coach.
Okay. I'm not. I don't want to rip on Joey McGuire. But, excuse me. SMU was pretty good. Because Sonny Dykes was there.
Yeah.
He went to TCU. Okay, TCU. And took him to the national champ. I know they got their ass kicked, but shut up.
Yeah.
They beat Michigan and Jim Harbaugh with TCU.
Right. First year.
Last time I checked, Texas hasn't been there in a while.
No. Long time. Kenny Dillingham is number three from Arizona State.
You heard the story that Michigan,
yeah,
that's weird. Don't tell me that guy wouldn't have taken the Michigan job.
There was some dinner and he turned him down.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
You kidding me?
Michigan College, I think I'll stay in Tempe.
Yeah.
And now
where he's begging for money. I don't. Yeah, I've read what the story is. And like, I think the guy's a really good coach. It's hard to tell anymore because it's not about your coaching ability, it's just about whoever pays for your roster.
And you lost your quarterback because you didn't have enough money. Who's now at LSU with Lane Kiffin.
So I don't think coaching lists matter anymore because, I mean, listen, I've said this before. I think if you gave Sonny Dykes the Texas roster, they're playing for a national championship.
Well, they had Sonny at number four, and they talked about the national championship season, 36-17 in four seasons. And it says, perhaps one of the most underrated coaches in the country. He's been coaching a long time, and he's really, really good. And they're going to be good. They always win 9 or 10 games.
Yeah.
And they'll probably do that.
Without a big payroll.
Without any payroll.
I mean,
without any payroll, yeah. And they've got Willie Fritz at number five.
How is he number five?
Willie Fritz.
He took Houston to 10 wins, everyone.
Yeah.
He should probably be number four. I'd flip-flop.
He should have three last year.
Arguably, he should be in the top three.
Yeah. This guy can turn around. That's the top five. The bottom of the list is a guy that I mentioned yesterday when I made the statement that Texas Tech never wins at Kansas State. The number 16, the last impressive coach is Colin Klein, the new coach. Never been a head coach before.
Yeah.
Offensive coordinator at the Aggies. Morgan Scaly at Utah.
Again,
Morgan Scaly who replaced. I never knew the guy's name.
Kyle Whittingham.
Kyle.
But what's his name? Klein.
Colin Klein.
Colin Klein might be a good coach, but you don't know anymore.
You don't know.
Because it's not apples to apples.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, if you took Sonny Dykes and gave him Ohio State's roster, they'd win a championship. If you gave him Texas roster, I think they'd win a championship.
Yeah. Just a good coach. Came close to becoming Texas head coach.
I know. Willie Fritz. They won three or four the year before.
They won four the year before.
Yeah, and they turned around and won 10 and beat LSU.
Yeah, beat LSU in the bowl game.
Houston is one of those, and I don't know what they could do for money because that's all that matters now, but
they've got Tillman Fertitta.
Yeah,
who's got a whole
so
lot of money.
It feels like they could be kind of a sleeping giant. That if they wanted to spend money, because of where they are and because of him as a coach, They can make noise. I mean, Sonny Dykes at TCU is always going to be landlocked because they're not going to have the money. Some guy at Kansas State's got no chance.
And on this list also, I mean, remember, not to diss
Joey McGuire, because he's a good old football coach. But, I mean, at some level, Ed can go coach somebody if you give him a big enough payroll.
Remember a few years ago when Lance Leopold from Kansas was the hottest thing out there?
Yeah.
Everybody loved the guy. Not no more. And he's well down the list because Kansas has no money for football.
Right. The way to do this is pre-payola and current payola. Because you don't even recruit anymore. It doesn't matter about your history, your salesmanship, your Heisman Trophy winners, your draft picks. All that matters is what are you going to pay some guy?
Yeah. What are you going to pay? And who am I going to be around? Who am I going to be around? And that's all it is.
Yeah.
That really,
that's all it is.
And you bring up a good point. We don't know how Colin Klein's going to be because they're underfunded at Kansas State.
Yeah, he's
State.
Got no chance.
Yeah. And Joy has the king's ransom at Texas Tech. Dillingham doesn't have that much dough. Satake just has tradition. He's got some hard-ass players.
Yeah.
And they're going to be hanging around.
Yeah, they play a different brand, and so they're always tough to defend. They got that fat quarterback.
Yeah.
Number 47 or whatever it is that just bulldozes people.
Right.
I mean, I think he is a good coach. But it's just, it's impossible. I mean, I think it's impossible to judge people. Because there is no parity, and there is no comparisons. I dare say, let me tell you this. You give Sonny Dykes the Miami team, and they're in the championship game regularly.
Yes.
He's light years better than Ed's favorite, Mario Cristobal.
Well, interesting, and I want to dovetail this. That was USA. ESPN has their list.
Do you agree with that, though?
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
If you took Mario Cristobal and gave him the Texas State or the TCU roster, which TCU, Sonny Dykes wins 9 games a year with whatever, right?
Yeah.
He lost his quarterback and went to the Alamo Bowl and beat USC.
Yes.
Okay? If you gave Mario Cristobal or a lot of allegedly great coaches that roster, they wouldn't win 6 or 5.
I agree with that entirely. Yeah. Now, conversely, ESPN has their college football's top coaches in 2026. Their number one is Kirk Cignetti.
Okay.
And he's done a marvelous job.
You think?
He's done a... Yeah, I think. You won't get that take anywhere else.
That is a hot take.
Cignetti is number one. He had a veteran team. He built a roster with a veteran offensive lineman. He caught lightning in a bottle with Fernando Mendoza. Oof. And they won it all. They didn't make mistakes. He's just a hard edge coach.
Yeah.
He's number one.
Okay.
Number two is Kirby Smart of Georgia.
Yep. Okay.
Who just continues to beat people. He's got Texas's number.
Yep.
Who's just one of the tops in the country. Number three is Ryan Day.
Let me say what has impressed me the most. I know it's crazy to sound since he's won championships, but I think the thing that impresses me the most about what he's done at Georgia is Gunnar Stockton.
Oh, my gosh,
You know, all the Texas fans go, Arch Manning starting from scratch. Gunnar Stockton put up far better numbers, and he started from scratch.
Gunnar Stockton was this undersized guy that nobody heard of.
Nobody heard of.
Who came in the SEC championship game when all Longhorn fans were licking their chops because Texas had knocked the quarterback out.
But last year, he's guiding them up and down the field throwing the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, this stuff about, it's going to take Arch Manning 6 games. It didn't take Gunnar Stockton 6 games.
Kirby Smart, his record at Georgia, 117 wins and 21 losses. 848 winning percentage, all at Georgia. Phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, 5 o'clock. We got to take a break. After this break, we're going to go down the list of the other top coaches. I agree. Cignetti's done a marvelous job.
Again, a hot take.
A hot take, my friend.
That's...
Kirby Smart, his own Texas. We'll tell you about the rest of the list, and there's some surprises.
Ooh,
some surprises and some things I agree and some I disagree with. Back with more. Thursday edition, and also golf news coming up.
Oh, what a day in golf.
Oh,
boy.
What a day in golf overseas.
Oh, yeah.
In Scotland and in France. We'll inform you coming up next, 102.7 ESPN.
Jeff Ward and Ed Clements, afternoons 4 to 6 on 102.7 ESPN.
This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.